What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, as we start a week, what's hot in this marketplace?
Well, you know, we've all of a sudden started to get the grains to become a little bit more on the hot category, especially when you look at what soybeans have been able to do. And Chicago wheat, that's the other one that's been really on fire. Kansas City coming along with it. But when you look at it on the chart side and technicals, you know, we're back flirting with our May highs in soybeans and also in the Chicago wheat. Kansas City's close. Minneapolis wheat and corn are a little bit of ways away, but they're still making a pretty good run for it. Of course, weather and the war in Iran and also between Russia and Ukraine all helping to continue to give this market some strength. Of course, now we're also looking at another change in the weather forecast where we still have heat in it and some of the rain's been pulled out again. So that is continuing to help surge this market forward.
Cattle's been in the other direction.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, I think, you know, this will be the third week in a row. Well, 3 weeks, I think we've seen the cattle markets on the defense, especially, you know, I think we've been 15 straight, 16 straight down days in the August live cattle. That market has just been getting beat up. The funds are just on a tear to liquidate their long positions. And some of it, you know, it's not dealing with fundamentals. Fundamentals continue to be friendly in the cattle, and I think we'll see that verified on Friday with the cattle on feed report and the cattle inventory report. But the funds want out of their long positions, and they're selling this thing indiscriminately, and that's really what's been driving that cattle market down.
The outside markets having any influence here, Randy?
You know, they are. Of course, you look at crude oil rallying, you look at the Dow Jones coming under some pressure, both of those putting pressure on the cattle markets. And it's showing money flow, which I think some of that money is flowing out of those and into the commodities.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.